This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Oh, five, okay. So.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, so.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
How did you know, Super Don? Does it count? Is it showing off when no one's there to see what you're doing? Does that count as showing off? Let me just ask you that question to start the Robert Scott Bell Show tonight.
Does a tree falling down in the woods make a noise?
Right. It's an existential question. What happened to me today, Super D? This afternoon, I hit a spot where I was like, you know what? I want to go out on a bicycle ride. I want to go hit the mountain bike trail. And you remember I talked about running into that guy on the weekend, not literally, but, you know, that was going to do the 100-mile ride with his friends after Christmas or something?
Yeah.
Right. I don't, you know, so I was asking him about the different trails I hadn't taken that are kind of like, I forget if it's a blue level, red level. It was like, for me, if you think about skiing, Black Diamond, right? You know about skiing, the Black Diamond level is like the pro level or something?
That's all Greek to me.
Okay,
I'll take
so
word for it.
For our skiers in the audience, you know what I'm talking about. So the equivalent in biking, there are different levels of challenging mountain bike courses. And I really wanted to get out on the ride. It's like been in the 80s today. I'm like, I want to get out and sweat. And so I head over there, and then I'm thinking about the talk with the guy, and he's telling me about the certain trails I haven't taken yet. And I'm thinking, ooh, I got to work up to that because it sounds pretty crazy, you know, a little bit. And so I have an opportunity to go right or left. I have a limited window before I have to go pick up my daughter from school. She's doing her theater stuff. And lo and behold, it's like, you know, the commercials with the angel on your shoulder, the devil on your shoulder. And the devil says, go take the hard trail, right? And I don't mean evil devil in this case. It's just the thing that's going, yeah, I really want to do that, but it's probably not a good idea. But I really want to. You know, I want to challenge myself, right? I just don't want to do the same course today. And so that voice won out. Now, I don't recommend this, boys and girls, because no one was with me. I'm on my own on the trail. There's nobody out this afternoon. And I decide to take the equivalent of the Black Diamond level for me. And it's already challenging. I can see where it's going. But then there was a couple of, they're not 90-degree drops, but they're steep as can be with bumps, you know, drops within the drop. And I take the first one. And I'm like, my life is going by in slow motion because the bike, the back tires start coming around over my head. I'm like, this is not good. I'm going, uh-oh, this is okay. Remember how to fall from judo when you were a kid. And, you know, I fell, got a little banged up, scraped up, and, you know, I didn't eat the dirt this time. This wasn't a soft sand thing. This was literally, oh, dude, this is a steep hill with bumps, and I didn't play it right. And so I went over, and I barely missed, like, a concrete thing jutting out, like a big triangle chunk of concrete. I'm like, oh, man, I might not be doing the show tonight if I had hit that.
What are you doing?
I know. Yeah. Well, this is, like I said, this is me searching for adventure. This is a midlife crisis. I don't know. But I was like, I need the extra. I want to get out. You know, I want to challenge myself, right? And so I'm laying there looking around, saying the bike seems to be okay, a little bonked up, but okay, I'm okay. I got scraped up. I'm going to keep going. So I get back on the bike after assessing everything. I'm a little shook up, and I'm going through. Now I've lost my confidence, though, right? I'm hitting hairpin turns that I've never been on, and I'm taking it slow. I'm putting my foot down going, this is not like I like to be, but I got to finish this. I just got to keep going. So lo and behold, another one comes up like that, almost a straight drop. And I'm thinking, okay, I screwed up the last time, but I think I can do it this time. Not so fast, buddy. Same thing happens. I go down, hit some bump, and then suddenly I'm up in the air. It's over me. This time the bike comes up and lands on me, lands on my helmet. I'm wearing a helmet, so I'm like, dude, are you kidding me? And at this point, my knee is like, dude, you twisted your knee. And I'm thinking, it's not an ACL, an MCL. I wasn't sure. I'll have to check with my wife on that, but she says it was an external ligament that kind of got strained. So I'm like, ah. And I'm still not halfway through the course, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get back up, and I check the bike. It's okay. I'm really shaky now. And I'm like going, all right, if I don't think I can do it, I'm just going to walk the bike in certain areas at this point. But then I found areas that I can still do. I get out, and I'm like, dude, I survived. There but for the grace of God go I. Honestly, I was protected by, you hear about the Holy Spirit, whatever it is. I was definitely protected because there were some things I was doing that were just plain, don't do that alone, much less, on your the first time alone. And so just this one of those things, do as I say, not as I do, right, scenarios where I'm thinking, oh, I hope my kids don't learn from that one. But I it wasn't me showing off. It was me showing off for myself. It was like, I want to do this. I want to challenge myself. I want to do this. And anyway, so I got home. I pedaled home. I kept my legs straight. I put immediately... I took some advanced arnica from King Bio. I showered off because I was filthy. I was covered in dirt everywhere. I was like coming out of, I didn't know that there was dirt there. And then I sprayed myself down with the magnesium, the Ease Magnesium from Activation Products. I'd use everything we talk about here. And then I used some topical arnica as well and different things like that. And so I'm functional now. I'm scraped up and I'm achy a little bit. But I just had to share the story, and I don't know why I had to share it, because I think it makes me look pretty stupid. But actually, I feel pretty good. I'm like, well, I did it. I conquered it. I didn't do it well, but I did it. And I finished the course, and I made it home, and I picked up my daughter, and I had dinner, and now I'm on the radio. So there you go.
There you go.
All right. So that's my bicycle race story of the day. Make sure you travel with your arnica, please. I had my Echo water. I had my molecular hydrogen water in a thing contained, so I drank it down afterwards. And again, nothing's broken. The bike somehow it survived, and I'm never doing that again without somebody else with me.
All right, so you're not going to try it again? Huh?
You know what? This is what I learned. I don't know how to take those steep drops with bumps in them, where the drop comes with a little drop within it. I don't know where to place my body, and I guess I haven't paid attention like on the Olympic courses when I was watching the mountain biking. It was like that's a step beyond me where I really needed to find somebody to say, how do you tackle this, right? I know how to do a lot of stuff, but that was like one up on me, and it was like, dude, twice in a row, and I just, like you said, I feel very grateful I'm here tonight doing the radio show. So,
well, I'm thinking that if you truly, truly want to finish the course.
Yes.
You need to do it without falling down.
No, I agree. I think I'll do it again.
But I need, like I said,
master apprentice relationships. I got to find a teacher who can take me to the next level because it's exciting.
If you're going
to
go all like, extreme sports on me here on the air, then you got to do it again.
It's an adrenaline pumper. Maybe I could, if I had been filming it, or taping it or whatever, I think I would have broke my phone if it was outside of my fanny pack there that I was wearing. But I got through it, and I got the arnica. I know how to recover, and I don't know.
It's a very cool story.
But what is it about?
Things once in a while, get the blood pumping, right?
What is it about? It's not a man thing. It's a masculine thing. And it's like nobody was watching, but it was like, I want to do this. And it was like, it overwhelmed my common sense, and it said, yeah, okay, go ahead. You can do it. And I was protected. I will just say this. Go with God wherever you go. And here we go with a little bit of political opening. I know I said that funny, but that's just what I do on the show. I get to do that.
Political.
Yes. This is about Donald Trump breaking things. He's now nominated Rick Perry. Remember Governor Rick Perry? For the Department of Energy. Now, folks, I don't know if you remember this in the debate in 2011, and Ron Paul was right there with him trying to help him out. He was, like, trying to say what he would dismantle and undo. And I think we got to do a little reminder here so we know who's the guy that's going to head up the Department of Energy. By the way, unconstitutional department that it is, as most things are. What will Rick Perry do? Let's see if he can remember what it is first.
And I will tell you, it's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, and the, what's the third one there? Let's see.
Five.
Okay. So, commerce, education, and the,
EPA?
EPA. There you go. No, okay.
Let's talk.
Seriously?
No, that wasn't, it wasn't the EPA he was looking for. He was actually looking for the Department of Energy.
That was a great moment.
We have that in one of our openings because of what you, that is a classic. Now, I have heard, Super Don, that we can't be too hard on Rick Perry because he had a back injury, he was in a lot of pain, and he was on heavy medication, opioids at the time. What do you hear about that? You don't buy it.
No.
No.
That's a bunch of BS. There's no way. You know what? That might fly if you never heard him ever talk ever again after that.
Right.
But he, no, it's just that's how he is. He's just kind of a dimwit.
He's done that before.
He's proven himself. Yeah.
All right.
And so, well, I don't know. I mean, it's interesting that back in the debate, he was making a part of his platform that he was going to do away with the Department of Energy, and now he's accepted the position of running the Department of Energy. A little bit of irony there.
Well, I think it would be like, well, Ron Paul, if he accepted the Health and Human Services, would he dismantle it? Could he? Could Rick Perry dismantle it? Could he get a libertarian Trump to run the FDA and dismantle it? These are very interesting questions. I don't know where Rick Perry's going to fall down on this thing, but I'm just intrigued as all get out about his nominating picks. It's going to be an interesting ratification, if you can. Ratify a pick in the Senate when they ask all the tough questions of Rick Perry. What do you intend to do? One more political thing we'll do today before we hit into psoriasis. Final results are in for Wisconsin recount, and Jill Stein was right.
She was right.
She was right. Trump's vote count was off. She was right.
Oh, man.
It turns out they were trying to jip him. Trump actually gained 162 votes in Wisconsin over Hillary Clinton after all that.
Whoops.
Whoops. Jill Stein, I don't know what you were thinking. And I think the judge in Pennsylvania said you're off your rocker if you think that there was anything going on. It borders on the irrational that this election was hacked. Of course, the CIA is claiming Russia hacked everything. But again, they're the organization that regularly hacks elections around the world and displaces and misplaces and replaces leaders of foreign governments. Yeah, that's what they do, CIA. So believe them at your own peril. We'll be back. How do you overcome psoriasis with diet? Next.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
100% grass-fed beef for your health. When comparing to commercial-raised, they offer more good fats while cutting the bad. Antioxidant-rich, including vitamin E and C, plus beta-carotene. Free of added hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all of your fresh, non-cooked products, the only ingredient is 100% grass-fed beef. Go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to receive 30% off your order. Go to MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Katie Armour raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmour.com, C-A-T-I-armour.com. Come and take it.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on GCN, our home and broadcast syndication. iTunes, Stitcher, podcasts on Red Nation Rising and Red State Radio, UK Health Radio, and SoundCloud. Notes are up, robertscottbell.com. Check it out, including this stunning article. Super, I don't know how you found this. This is on Medical News Today. And it headline reads, "How Can Diet Affect Psoriasis?" Now, normally, any website that is medically oriented, I have to say their bias is typically drug bias. They would say, how can diet affect psoriasis? Not really. Take this drug, right? And there'll be an advertisement for it. But this one's actually an interesting article you found. It was published yesterday. It says, nutrition affects every aspect of health, and many people underestimate the value of a balanced diet in preventing disease and improving symptoms of current conditions. Now, I got no problem with that, although balanced diet is kind of nebulous, right?
And although, I mean, considering the fact this came from Medical News Today,
yeah,
that alone right there is a little bit surprising.
Right. It's like
to see that on an article.
This is Jerry Doyle saying, what are you going to do, Robert, now that everybody's catching up to you, right? Well, we'll find something. Ride some bikes down straight drops, maybe. Psoriasis, a skin disorder characterized by dry, itchy, and scaly skin, and it's considered autoimmune, immune action, immune activity, and they often give you drugs to stop or slow the development of new skin cells, which, of course, that's not a good sign when you're taking a drug to stop normal growth cycles. But they'll do a lot of steroids, right, cortisone creams, different things like that. Now, I've told the story of utilizing the silver hydrosol topically and eliminating it like 75% in 24 hours in a woman who was eating garbage and smoking and drinking, right? This was not the woman who was a picture of health, and yet we saw a 75% reduction simply because of the properties of silver. But as I said, this doesn't correct it from the inside. where you've got some real issues. And this story kind of goes there. It talks about changing diets, losing weight, decreasing inflammatory foods, increasing consumption of, they said it, antioxidants. A skep duck in Michigan just blew his lid. Antioxidants, taking more antioxidants.
There are skep ducks in Michigan?
I think there are. Maybe they're drinking lead at this point. But this is something that is stunning. They're talking about eating differently. Eating differently. And they actually mentioned antioxidants, anti-inflammatory foods. They didn't really mention everything, but they do say gluten protein causing inflammation in the wheat, barley, and rye. And, you know, they're seeing improvement when they take them off these inflammatory foods. I don't know what, and they're referencing clinical nutrition journals. They're talking about certain fatty acids to reduce inflammation markers. I'm looking at this. They've got the British Journal of Dermatology. This is also shocking, Super D, because dermatology is a field that just loves their drugs. I mean, pretty much every skin condition is a drug waiting to be given, period. They don't talk typically essential fats. They don't talk silver. They don't talk homeopathy. And this whole thing doesn't talk homeopathy at all. That's a step too far for them, I imagine. But they are acknowledging changes in diet impacting the psoriatic flare-ups. Now, psoriasis is a miasmic condition. It's an inherited predisposition that manifests when the gut, when the liver, when all of these systems are compromised. That's why cleaning up your diet does make a big difference. And that's why utilizing the Silver Aloe Gut Recovery Protocol is also critical and life-transforming for people with psoriasis. Modulating the immune system, getting the appropriate essential fats into you, very, very critically important. And even the simple thing called hydration. My goodness, chronic low-level dehydration does play a role in psoriatic or psoriasis flare-ups. Water, reducing tissue inflammation. They say avoid sugar, drink plenty of water. This is actually a pretty good article, and it's a stunner. Avoid gluten if appropriate, right? Eliminate trans fats. They actually mention hydrogenated oils. Fried foods, right? Choosing anti-inflammatory foods like vegetables, berries, nuts, seeds, and spices. They don't mention turmeric by name, but they mention spices. That's interesting. And, of course, they go into weight loss, but for me it's about toxins loss. Right? Getting the toxins out, and then the weight will come off very naturally and organically. So heal that liver, folks. Take the things that will detoxify your liver. Hydrate. Go to robertswater.com. Download the information on that. We'll talk more about it because we do have some more water discussion today. But Super D, I'm stunned by this one. This one's actually a good article at Medical News Today. Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta look, but you can find the gems there in the media every once in a while.
I'm going to take some more Arnica on this break. Hop along Robert Scott Bell dealing with mountain biking injuries. But I'm okay. Thanks for your concern. We'll be back with more powerful healing on the United States and world of Health Talk Radio right here on GCN. Check out the links, please, right now. RobertScottBell.com. Tell your friends. Back with Monsanto next. Oh, man.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Isaac, you can follow me on Twitter at RS Bell Media. I think, did I send you the picture of my elbow, Super Don? I think I did. I texted you a picture of my elbow.
Did you?
I thought I did. Maybe it didn't get to you, but
I don't think I saw a picture of your elbow. I think I'd. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me look. My daughter has been borrowing my phone for the better part of the day, so I am looking at it now. Yeah. I've just seen your elbow.
Yeah. didn't take a picture of my leg. That's also scraped up. That's why I use the Sovereign Silver First Aid Gel on both of those areas.
Yeah.
And
that was, you know, not too bad.
Notice I texted you.
But, you know, my wife was listening to the last segment or the opening segment, and now I'm grounded.
Why?
She says, you're not allowed to go out.
Oh, because she didn't know?
Well, I mean, she knew, but she didn't hear the details. Like,
oh, like, man, you're
I'm
busted,
so busted.
Right?
I'm so busted.
You've been busted. Oh,
yeah, but,
man.
You know, guys got to be guys, don't we? Come on. Back me up
reminds
here.
Reminds me of that commercial. Did you ever see that commercial where the mom and the dad are taking the kids to go do stuff, and the dad is taking them to go, you know, like, go drive the car. They're like, don't tell mom. And then they show another, don't tell mom. And then the mom ended up doing the same kind of thing, telling the kids, don't tell dad.
Yes.
You remember that?
Well, I screwed up on that one. I forgot.
Yeah.
He's listening.
That's what you get for being a big radio guy.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go.
Well.
Let me see if I can take another picture on the air here. Let's see. So they don't go out without taking your advanced arnica. That's what I got to say here. Let me see if I can do that. Right there. Let's see if I can twist it there. Yeah. I don't know. Did it take? Let's find out. Yeah, I'll send this to you. All right. Listen, I know this is distraction radio here at this point. I'm just bummed because now I got to have to sneak out to go biking. I said, what if I do the trail I'm used to? She says, that's all right. So it's not total grounding, but listen, I don't need somebody to tell me not to do that again. Because I figured that out. After two times of the tumbling, I'm slow, but I'll get there. Okay.
So am I in trouble for egging
for encouraging
you on
me?
To,
yeah,
to
you're
do
egging
it again.
Them on. Super Don's in trouble. You're grounded too.
I'm in the doghouse.
But I said on the air, you heard me. I said I am not going to do that again unless I have like an instructor level mountain biking expert to say this is how you take that hill.
Well,
this is how you do that.
Okay, but here's the question I've got here now. Well, how come you're not wearing any elbow pads? Aren't you supposed to be wearing protective gear when
you
do this?
I have mountain biking gloves. I have a helmet. And I have, like, padding for my booty, okay? So I'm protected, but not all the way protected. I should have been.
Maybe you could strike a deal. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe the wife would let you go do it if you promised her that you would wear some extra protective gear.
At this point, she's going to make me go out in the Michelin Man suit.
I'm not going to be able to leave it alone. All right.
Well, maybe I could take up motocross with motocycles then. Hey, that sounds like fun.
There you go.
Dude,
you don't get hurt doing that.
No, I'm going in deeper. I'm getting in bigger trouble now, I can tell. Well, listen, I wish Monsanto were in the kind of trouble I'm in, or worse, actually. They have been, you know, poisoning planet Earth for a long, long time. And Washington State has just decided they're going to sue Monsanto over PCB pollution in all the waterways there. You know how pristine and beautiful Washington State is? The lakes, the rivers, the streams.
It's very much like Oregon, yeah.
Yeah, and there are PCBs everywhere. PCB chemicals polluting every waterway in Washington State. And so, evidently, this is the first time an entire state is suing Monsanto. And hear. You know, I'm all about private property, and the states are finally getting wind. You know what? Monsanto may be throwing a lot of money at us, but man, oh man, is it really screwing up the environment. See, when they talk about global warming, they should be talking about global harming. It ain't about warming. It's about poisoning the planet and the people on it and the animals on it. That's the Monsantos of the world. And if you want to argue against what they call fossil fuels, I don't even know if they're fossil fuels, actually. But if you want to talk about burning that stuff, it's the toxins that are being released. It's not the warming. But, you know, far be it from me, the non-weather girl, to talk about this.
And this situation with Monsanto, I remember we talked about this a while back, and I had no idea that Monsanto invented PCBs. They were like the exclusive PCB people.
Yeah.
And, and they've got documents now. And this is the reason why the Attorney General is going after them, is they've got documents that are showing that Monsanto was completely and totally aware of the dangers.
They lied. They absolutely lied.
For decades.
It's safe. It's safe, right? But there's systemic toxic effects going back to 1937 on animals. And, you know, it's airborne, too. Fumes for ingestion. Now it's in the water. We talk about, of course, the need for filtering water. Without a doubt, we've got to do that. But we're also talking airborne. And, you know, this is why, like, King Bio's outdoor air pollution formula is very important. Detoxification, very important. Selenium, very important. Every story that we cover here on environmental destruction, it's not just the big outdoors of Washington State. We're talking about the little indoors of your own alimentary canal, your liver, your kidneys, your viscera, your muscles, the fat cells, the brain, the nervous system, everything impacted, just like the rivers and lakes of Washington. PCBs everywhere. And it's not just PCBs. Like I said, over the years, I've said it's not one thing. You know, one thing can be toxic. It's true in certain quantity. But you start adding hundreds to thousands and to hundreds of thousands, perhaps millions of chemical compounds that were never before in the environment anywhere in the history of planet Earth. And in the last 100 years, or maybe less, fewer, we have added things that just don't exist, and now they do. And you expect that you can just handle it easily? That you can, you know, you have the enzymes to break this stuff down and bind and excrete? You're destroying your own body, not just the state of Washington. And Monsanto's at, you know, front and center, party central of pollution on planet Earth. That is why Ty Bollinger is absolutely accurate when he says Monsatan. Satan incarnate on the physical plane is basically running Monsanto and the biotech industry. I remember there was that, what was that show? Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and then the spinoff was Angel. And they had Wolfram and Hart. I just remember that. And so it was like a law firm. Satan comes to planet Earth and he runs a law firm. No, he runs Monsanto. There's no way around it.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I think I've heard of the show. Dude, that's such a chick show.
Liam used to make fun of me for that. We used to watch that. Liam used to make fun of me for that.
Jeez, you used to watch Angel?
Yeah, but that was more...
did you watch Charmed, too?
No, I didn't watch Charmed. Oh, I lost it after that. But I liked it. David Boreanaz's character. He's good. And what was it? There's another show he's on. I don't remember all these things anyway. Angel. But anyway, I'm just going back in my memory. I'm being self-effacing, letting you in on a little bit of our history of watching some of these shows. And I just, you know, find it funny that, of course, the devil would run a law firm.
Don't ever make fun of me again for watching Walking Dead.
You know, I only do it because I'm making fun of my wife and my son, because they watch it too. I just like, to me, it's like a little too graphic, a little too gross, a little too real. The other stuff was more cartoonish, you know, like you're watching a comic book.
Teenager shows. All right, go ahead.
I can handle that. Thank you for just rubbing it in there. I rubbed some dirt in it, by the way, today. Definitely got a lot of dirt in my wounds today. So lawsuit seeking damages. I don't know what Monsanto's going to play here to get out of this. Ultimately, I'd like to see them go out of business. They're not a free market kind of place. Listen, it's corporate welfare, corporatism. The fact that they have any of their products on the market is only due to government interference in the marketplace, them buying influence with regulators. There is no demand for genetically engineered ingredients. People aren't clamoring for more glyphosate. The whole demand for gold and rice is bogus. It's astroturf. And now we got Washington State, you know, a leftist liberal state going after Monsanto. The question is, would they go equally after the pharmaceutical industrial complex vaccine division for poisoning the children of Washington? No, that would be a step too far, because there's a cognitive dissonance on the government level and in liberals. And I say it with all the love in my heart. The modern context of liberal, not classical liberalism, those that worship the state, and they worship, in many cases, big pharma. And vaccines are it's part of their dogma. It's like the sacrament in that church. And they're not going to sue over that. And they realize they can't, because they've been indemnified thanks to the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program in 1986. Went into effect in 88, I believe. So we have an interesting situation where you'll see it out there, right? The big bad environment, you'll see it out there. They're poisoning the environment. But when they're poisoning your babies and your children in California, Washington, wherever it is, most of the places, people, they park their brain somewhere else. And they can't think that you're injecting these toxic poisons, including glyphosate found in vaccines now, into innocent little babies and children. And now adults too. So that's me expanding on the story. Now, one more story on the waterfront. Nearly 4 million Americans could be drinking toxic water. It's another article linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. It was a year-long investigation by USA Today. 4 million Americans living in regions where small water operators skipped required safety tests, and around 100,000 people get their water from operators that discovered high lead levels but failed to take action to remove it in a timely fashion. Now, local governments, state governments, federal government, all culpable here, because it all costs money to clean up the environment, clean up the water. Yet they, many municipalities, and on a local, state, and federal level, they have not banned fluoride from being utilized in municipally treated water systems. Another toxic poison that guarantees the uptake of heavy metals, including lead, from old pipes, much less toxic waters like the Flint River. So you have government being the enemy of common sense here, not the protector. The EPA is not protecting you, not protecting the Native Americans. By the way, check out the Science Warrior. Did you see that thing that the Health Ranger did? He's like 10% Indian.
I did, yeah.
Yeah. Related to Pocahontas. And he's doing a Science Warrior project for the Native Americans. That's cool. I like it. But remember, folks, clean your water. Now, Echo Water, my friend Paul Baratero, he's so busy, we hardly get to have him on. I try to get him on more. But they have a whole house system now. I'm going to have to upgrade to that because I had no Aquasana system. I didn't even realize that. They've got a whole house system now available in addition to the point-of-use system, which adds the molecular hydrogen, the H2, to the water that you drink. Yes, the filtration will be adequate to pull out the fluoride, will be adequate to pull out the heavy metals, the pharmaceuticals, etc., that are referenced in this, and even the PCBs. So please, clean up the water. That's where your money should be going. You drink enough water yet? You should be drinking more, but make sure it's clean. Make sure it's Echo. Robertswater.com. Download it and drink up, my friends. All right, we're going to go to the bar, the Fisher Price Bar, with the kids, because it's happy hour next.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostrow, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I was just thinking about that old Disney ride, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. I think I was on it today. And, there were, you know, the safety restraints were off. It was like the ride went wild. Somebody took it over. All right, but yeah, I got my advanced arnica. Super Don, did you post that picture? I'm holding it up. Never go mountain biking without some advanced first aid from King Bio. Okay, we're working on it.
I'll grab it here in a second.
Get that out. I put the magnesium on after cleaning up, and of course the local arnica and internal. So we're going to recover from this one. So let's go to the bar, shall we? Now, do you remember Fisher Price toys? Fisher Price toys,
of course. Yeah,
yeah. You had them for
been
your kids.
Forever.
I had them.
Yeah,
yeah. They have been around. It's interesting.
In fact, mm-hmm. The Fisher Price. If you remember, every once in a while, we'll talk about the Toy Hall of Fame that they induct new ones. And this year, I know they were nominated. Anyway, the little people. Remember?
Yes.
The Fisher Price little people, where they like mm-hmm. a little round guy, and you'd stick them in the barn, or you'd put them on the car. Yeah.
And they had some that made noise, and they actually made like life-size playthings, like a kitchenette or tool sets, right? Fisher Price, like you had your pretend tool set so you can be like your dad, right? Or like your mom, right? Don't want to be sexist, but the thing is, somebody got a hold of one of these Fisher Price sets. I don't know what it was, like a living room, dining room set, and converted it that, I'm sorry, the happy hour playset, and posted it for ages three up, and it's got like these three kids. One kid's dressed like a bartender with a bow tie, and he looks all serious. He's wiping the bar down. Behind him, there's a picture of a martini glass and a neon sign, and there's a little girl with a beer in her hand, a pretend beer, and a little boy with a pretend beer and on the cell phone. And like, it went around on the social network, and people were freaking. They were like, calling up Fisher Price, outraged. I mean, this is a classic case of what do you call that thing? Photoshop. But it fooled everybody.
And
not everybody.
It's a brilliant, I mean, absolutely brilliant job that he did, because looking at this thing, you would think it's a genuine, you know, it says up at the quarter, ages three and above. and includes pretend bar, bar stools, and beer bottles.
And beer bottles, yes. Uh-huh. I love it. Oh, my gosh. No, folks, it wasn't real. Fisher-Price did not come out with a happy hour play set.
Well, and listen, this is a perfect example. When we're in the middle of this narrative that's being pushed right now on fake news, this is a perfect example of how things just take on a life of their own. Because this artist put this together. He posted the picture as a joke. Mm-hmm. Somebody took the picture and then started sharing it on social media as if it's like, look at this. Can you believe what Fisher-Price is doing? How can they do this? You know, and it went just completely viral to the point that Fisher-Price had to put an official statement out going, hey, guys, we did not make a play pretend bar for children.
Right. By the way, there was actually kombucha bottles, not beer bottles. So relax, mom and dad, even though there might be a 0.5% of alcohol
There's
in it.
Still alcohol in those bottles, even if it's kombucha.
It's true. What, now, when next are they going to make like a Colorado Bong Factory Fisher-Price playset?
That hash bar.
That'll get them going. Oh, my gosh, it'll be...
The Fisher-Price Opium Den. Yes. Perfect.
We're so bad. Where are we going with
Fisher-Price? Yeah, the Fisher-Price brothel. Here you go, right? Okay, it's like, come on. You know what? Here's the tip, guys. Okay, and this is the problem that I see with a lot of the stuff that goes around that makes me want to pull my hair out. Mm-hmm. All it takes is a little bit of common sense. Just a little, or just a little bit of healthy skepticism that when you see something on Facebook, don't automatically believe that it's true and share it. Please.
Come on. It's a happy hour playset. It has to be real, right? Fisher-Price would, would put out and encourage drinking among toddlers. I mean, what are you thinking? That, of course they would. They've been around long enough to know.
All that's missing is the plastic ashtray and the pretend box of cigarettes on the counter, right?
Oh, my gosh. Listen, we're going to get serious next hour. I know you got to have a little frivolity through it all. I'll take some more Arnica and get to it. But there's a big deal about – this is like beyond medical kidnap. And it's a real story. I want to talk about this. The FBI is investigating a baby kidnapped from a hospital from the parents. We'll talk about why that is. This is a shocking story. But only the Robert Scott Bell Show will cover it the way it's going to be covered. Because, well, you'll just have to wait and see. Also, for those of you who couldn't afford regular Tamiflu, there's a cheaper version. And if you want it, there's no help for you. Also, we do have major cannabis updates, and no, it's not a Fisher-Price cannabis playset, I promise. But we've got a lot more healing to go. Check out the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Call me 866-939-2355 right now. Get on the phones, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, Numana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only Numana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the Numana difference.
America-made food stores allowed to eat. Yum!
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.